So let's take a few minutes to picture the life we really choose, the life that we're creating, and the life that we invite into our lives here forward. It might begin with, what are our family connections? The connections that we want to deepen and improve, who would that be with? And what's the tone of those connections, the feeling of those family connections going forward? And what relationships are we content to have them be the way they are? That may not be what we hope for or dream for, but what relationships are we now content that they are the way they are? And out in that future, who are you in your circle of friends? How do you show up with your friends and with your family? What do you bring to the relationship with other people that's unique, that's satisfying to you and to them? How do you show up in those important relationships? Next, let's talk about work. What's the feeling that you have in your work life? What's the tone and the way you carry your role in work? Your sense of pride in who you are. Your sense of confidence in your skills, in your gifts, and also in what you're learning, your learning edge. Finding that work is more rich and satisfying as you see it as a learning pattern for life. Take a look at the pace of your work life. Not just how many hours a day that you're working, but the feeling and the tone of that work. And think about the people that you choose to engage and work with. Think about the people that bring to the work relationship what you most want and most want to reflect back to them. And imagine now the results in all its many forms from your work life. The work product. What is the result of your work effort? Take a good look at people's reactions and the satisfaction that they feel and that you feel in delivering what you do. Take a look at the financial results that come from your work. The near-term financial results and cash flow. The longer-term results, the savings and financial stability that is built up. And importantly, what's the future of your work look like to you? How can you be solid and inspired and free and confident in your work future? Next, let's explore recreation and fun. What are the things that you're doing that are most recreative, most joyful, and full of light, and full of energy, and shared with really good people? What new things, new adventures, new activities are you exploring and discovering the talents and the fun and the inspiration that come from within you as you explore? Notice the role of exercise and free movement in all of your recreation. Take a look and see yourself in that fun experience, and see yourself interacting with others in these wonderful, fun ways. See the beauty of those joyful experiences as they recreate who you are and who you're becoming. Now let's talk about your dreams. Your dreams for the future. As you picture that future, where are you? Take a look around. What are you seeing nearby you? What are you seeing out across in the view? What smells might you be encountering there? And what sounds are present? How do you feel there, out in that future? When you imagine your surroundings and imagine your home there in that new place. Visualize the magical, wonderful home that comes into your mind's eye. And see yourself entering the wonderful and inviting doorway. As you enter the great room in the kitchen, take a look and see that kitchen in your mind's eye. And see yourself and others cooking and preparing food in that wonderful kitchen setting. Imagine the sounds and the smells in that wonderful recreative place. Imagine the view out from the window, and turn to see the great room next to the kitchen, imagining the furnishings in the room, the sense of space and height and light, and the views outside through the windows. and you see the birds flying by, and you see the sky. As you then turn to walk into the bedroom, a sense of space and comfort and inviting feeling of that wonderful bedroom. Next, take a look at the bathroom. Go in and feel the space and the scale of the bedroom. From the sink area, across the floor, into the shower, bathing area, across into the toilet area, the storage that's there. And notice how you feel in this home. Notice the wonderful feeling that you have as you explore the rooms, of calmness, of belonging, of confidence and peace of mind. Take a look next as you walk through to the other bedroom and see the door leading out into the yard and see the colors and the scale of the room. Then find your way to the next room, to the office, and see the layout of the desks and the workspaces and the hobbies in progress. And once again, take a look out the windows and see the surroundings that support the life inside of this home. Next, let's go out into the garage and workshop and take a look around at the storage and the tools that are there, the feeling of order and focus, and again, appreciation for the life that you've created here. And in all of this, take a look back as you go back into that wonderful place of home. And find yourself in a relaxed mood as you take a seat and comfortably feel that inside atmosphere of this home. Feel what your inner world is like now. What's that tone that is in your heart and in your spirit of hopefulness, of confidence, of calm, of caring and companionship and solid balance within who you are? Notice what you're focusing on in your life and what has become important in your life. Notice who you are in the scheme of things, in this home, in this community, in this world, and most importantly, within yourself? Who have you become in this inner world? And how do you show up in the world that is the solution to what you most want to see happen in the world? And how are you doing all of this with a sense of such strong health and vitality? Just enjoy the feel of your body, your sense of balance and strength and clarity at your ideal body weight. As you take a look at your hands and arms and at your body with pride and with hopefulness, with great energy, great vitality, great vital measurements for things like pressure, blood pressure, heart function. Your eyes are clear. You're balanced and strong. And in all of this, you now turn your thoughts to what's next in life. What kind of excitement and inspiration are you seeing for the path ahead? What are the things that you know you will do to enrich your life and the lives of others? And now even, what are the things that you have let go? Perhaps old dreams for who you might become, you let those go. What are the relationships you've come to peace with? And you've let them go. What are the old hurts or fears that you've now left far behind? Some of the old patterns that now you proudly reflect back on and see as part of the sacred journey, the journey that got you here. So take a look back over the days and over the years as to how you came to this magical place. And know that the past, your past, unfolded in a perfect way, kind of a perfect sacred journey to bring you to this moment and to give you the power and the skills and the support to have all of this that you have imagined. Nothing by accident, that the past has been a sacred journey to bring you to now and to set things in motion for the future that you have pictured here. Now, knowing that you can revisit all of this in a new and evolving way, knowing that this visualization will always be refined and improved and sharpened over time, know that you are in this good place for a reason, and that visualizing all of this helps to attract it, sharpen it, and bring it forth. It's good to be at peace with what you are calling in. And know that your future is bright, it's exciting, and it's free. Bright, exciting, and free.